Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I am here with Don Morris of Proteus 420, the smartest platform in cannabis, I hear.
The first cannabis platform, actually. We started in 2008. We worked with the first Prop 64 license in California. It started as a retail point of sale system and a solution to help solve product and money from walking away, because, you know, growing legs is not good. That was back in 2008. And here we are 17 years later. We're a full ERP solution. So wow. Cultivation to consumer, front of house, back of house, everything in between.
That is fascinating to hear that you started that long ago. I mean, everything was different then. The internet was different then. The cannabis industry didn't exist at that time, really, certainly not as it is today. It was just Prop 215 in California.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so it's crazy because the very first approved license was done with the DEA, and that company was called Mother's Earth. So we worked with them specifically with the local sheriff's department. We worked with them with the DEA, understanding what the government was going to be expecting and looking for, and also being able to protect information at that point too, right? Security. Nobody, you know, you get a lot of the people and a lot of the end users at that point didn't want information about them being anywhere in a system. So taking the information that was required by the federal government, but not actually putting that anywhere else, right?
So you were never in danger of having the Fed subpoena client information?
No, the way we approached it was very interesting. So a little bit of backstory is my husband and I, we've been in technology since 1997. So we have two other technology businesses that we run with hosting and marketing and digital design. And that's kind of how we kind of moved into this. So when we started creating the ERP solution, it was really for all businesses, small to medium sized businesses, so that they could compete with the same tools that larger businesses have. And that it just so happened at that point, the Obama administration was in place and they were coming in and they were making regulations and they were wanting to digitize everything. And we took it as an opportunity to say, let's take HIPAA regulations and apply it to this industry that's just starting to make itself known. Full disclosure, I've been in the industry since I was a little girl. My dad was a grower. So for me, the community aspect was important. So security, that was all the things that we were talking about. My dad was a tinfoil hat wearer. You know, I was joking. He's like, I don't want my information anywhere. You know, but I understood it because at that point, the federal side of it was you will go to jail. And look, I grew up in Philadelphia. We had a lot of, people who were going to jail just for having a brooch clip, you know, and spending 10 to 15 years behind bars. Some of them are still serving time, you know? So it became something that was more advocacy for me with the software. So keeping the consumer information in a very privatized environment, we had created what we called the hotkey, where if the sheriff's department and the DEA was coming up to the shop, where they didn't have to have warrants at that time, we had what was called the F5 key. It would erase the data at that point and they could take the computer, but it didn't have anything. So the data tracking was to protect the consumer while still giving information to the government. So they could see processes. They could see what were purchase amounts and what the amount of money was, but not who purchased it, why they purchased it, and those things. The levy there was kind of like still a big wall. And it has kind of broken down a little bit over the years, like as we've gotten more, into more adult from medical.
And people are more comfortable being in a database nowadays than they were at that time, right?
Well, because everybody loves a coupon and a discount and they want to get the 40% off or they want to get the vet discount. So people are starting to understand that, even if you buy shoes, it doesn't matter what industry, and everybody wants your cell phone number, everybody wants your email.
There's so much targeted advertising now too. We're all accustomed to our phones hearing what we're looking up and,
Exactly. Yeah, new world. And, think about it. It's gone so far beyond even what we imagined back in 1997 or in 2006, 2008. We talk and our phone already starts showing us ads. So it's like we're now at a point where our solution, we try to work at about 5 to 7 years ahead of the curve. So our solutions that we've put into place in the last year or the last year and a half has been very much smart technology, helping cannabis business owners who don't know what questions to ask about their business to give them what's considered a quote-unquote AI model but that teaches them and educates them on what questions to ask to better run their business, to better support their consumers. Because the first business consumer is great, but it's not a profit for them. It's the recurring business. So knowing who your competition is, how much are they selling products for, giving them these pieces of information that help elevate them and educate them in a way that allows them to be the best profitable business that they can be.
I hear your A model has a cute name.
Her name is Phoebe.
Okay. And
I love her.
And when did you develop Phoebe, and how does she deploy for someone who's using your system?
So she's built into the system already. She launched at MJ BizCon. She's been in
this current one.
Yeah. She's brand new to the public. Last year, we developed her all of last year. I say we, but technically my tech team, my CTO, my partner, and I, he put a lot of that together in his team. And then we started reaching out to our consumer base, and we went into beta testing earlier this year. And then for the last 7 months, we've alpha tested in active marketplaces across all the 44 states. And so we had people from all different states, cultivator here, processor here, retailers here. And so she's been gaining all this knowledge and momentum. She's my, the love of my life right now, because she has a very big part of my heart. From the technology side, David really did a fantastic job building her out. But for what she looks like, I was very adamant that she had to be somebody that you would look at and go, would I go to coffee with her? Would I tell her my deepest, darkest secrets? Could she be my friend? Because I want people, AI is scary for most people. And it's not because people are, it's a robot, it's going to take my job. But we kind of humanized her. We kind of took her from a perspective of, she's not here to take your job. She's here to make you look good. Like, she's here to elevate you and lift you up. And so it's all about enhancing that environment for you. So wouldn't it be great if a bud tender could upsell an extra couple $100 here and there? Because Phoebe's feeding him what that person just bought and now knows that they have a new product that has a coupon and upsells. She's doing these things in the background that's kind of just elevating that consumer purchase with the retail side, just as a small part of what she does that gives it, just elevates it. Elevates, my new magical word.
I love it because it has multiple meanings.
It does.
So does Phoebe deploy? What is she? Does she pop up in the app? Is she on the?
She's on the system. So our system is it's an SaaS, so it's software as a solution, and it's an ERP in the cloud-based system, right? So as long as you have it, she's agnostic on hardware. She can work in on a tablet. She can work on your cell phone, laptop, computer, POS system. So she can pretty much deploy anywhere. She is activated on the back end. So she is an additional fee for the user. And mainly because most of these models require data pulls from different sources. So there's learning mechanisms that are behind there. And of course, everybody takes that half penny here, half penny there. You know, it's Google, it's ChatGPT. There's all these different areas where we're pulling a lot of this information, but we're also utilizing the data pulls from our own infrastructure and the customer's data. So the data itself in their system is their data. So she's learning their data to output it to them. And that's all she does with it. She goes nowhere else. It's state specific. It's industry specific. It is user specific.
Interesting. So the collective learning that she does is like stays within the business.
Yes. Stays within each of the brands.
So Phoebe in San Jose isn't talking to Phoebe in Houston.
No.
Or wherever she might be.
No, right. Yeah. So our Oklahoma clients, each one of our Oklahoma clients, they have their own iteration of Phoebe. She's a collective tool in the back, and we program her so her updates go and they feed across. But it's an out and it stays in their system. And then all the data is only within their database. It's something we've prided ourselves on for 17 years. The data does not belong to us. The data is our customers' data. It is what they need to run their business and make smart decisions. What they do with it and how they maneuver it is on them.
That must set a lot of consumers and businesses' minds at ease to know that it's really your main concern is safety.
Well, yeah. And
because that's where you're coming from with your background.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's again, it's that having worked with the original iteration of this back in 2006, you know, before we even went into the full blown into the industry, it basically was, okay, we now know what the DEA is going to be looking for. We now know what the federal government's looking for. So we can educate the users in order to be smart cannabis business operators. Let's stop making money in inventory, walk away. Like if we hit those two pieces, we then can have the arguments when we talk to FinCEN about safe banking, when we talk about descheduling, not rescheduling. When we talk about descheduling, because I'm a big proponent for descheduling, right? You know, we have all this information and now we're giving that knowledge to our consumers and the consumer bases are learning with us. And now as we educate them, we can now just take it to a whole nother level and say, here, let me prove to you how security happens in our facility, how theft is not an issue here, how money is tracked and deposited and identified, and how inventory, if there's something missing, we know within 24 hours. Like, and the state reporting system, the advocacy that we play back and forth with that, seeing those pieces and building tools in that allow customers to know that if something's missing, they see it right away.
Amazing. So Phoebe has just launched.
Yes.
What does this next era look like for you, this next chapter?
I'm excited. I'm like, I have to digress for a second because Phoebe, it took a while for me to come up to what she would look like. And so she is the love of my life at this point because she's an iteration of my daughter. She's an iteration of my daughter-in-law and my two granddaughters. So when I look at her, she is the beauty that encompasses all of them. I see a bit of the skin color and the eyes and the lips and the nose and the hair. And I look at her and the strongest women I know are the strongest women that are in my life. And I get to look at her now as this iteration and get to replicate her as that. So the next iteration is that strength going out across the whole atmosphere that's cannabis and enabling that strength now through our customers. And then they can enable that strength to their customers because the success of our customers makes us successful.
I love it. So if people want to work with Produce 420, learn more about Phoebe, find you out in the world, how do they learn about you?
We are on the World Wide Web, you know, that www.proteus420.com. And I always tell people Proteus is P-R-O-T-E-U-S 420.
Fantastic.
So I'm also on LinkedIn and we're on Instagram. We're on Blue Sky. We're on Twitter. We're on all of the socials. And, you know, our goal in the next year is going to be giving a lot of love to our customers, our case studies, sharing a lot of that information and that love and giving paying back to our customers who have put a lot of their trust and confidence in us over the last 17 years.
Over the last 17 years. That's such an incredible track record, especially in this world. And to bridge that gap, like not only in the tech world have you insisted for 17 years, but in the cannabis space. So that's a huge testament to your work. And
it's a heartbeat.
It must be very proud.
I have my business card. It says Passion Pusher. You know, and it really is. It's because it is a passion for me and there's a legacy involved. My dad passed away 7 years ago. And so for that, it's kind of like this is something that I grew up with him and I'm knowledgeable because of him. So that little bit of legacy gets to carry through. It's kind of like the student became the teacher in that aspect. So, you know, having lived the lives that I've lived in this body for 55 years now, you know, and having that knowledge and being able to share it and that experience, now I can take it through the technology and it's just amplified.
Dawn Morris, Passion Pusher.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad to know you.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. And the show's been great this year. So
I'm very glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, this has been another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks. Thank you for joining us. We're powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.